Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. First there was football, then there was a lockout, then there wasn't a lockout, but yesterday the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals granted the NFL the temporary stay of the injunction issued Monday that ended the previous lockout. It's safe to say that league business is going on as not so usual. That includes the NFL draft, which began Thursday. Joining me now to discuss the labor dispute and the league's newest employees is Yahoo Sports national NFL writer Jason Cole. Jason, welcome back to Only a Game.
Good to be here.
Let's enjoy a moment of actual football discussion before we get into the legal issues. The Panthers made Auburn quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton the first overall pick. Does Newton have what it takes to turn Carolina around?
Well, the physical tools are certainly there. I mean, you're talking about a guy who can throw it and run it. You know, he's 6'5" and 250 pounds. I mean, if you draw up a human being who's supposed to play quarterback, the ideal drawing looks a lot like Cam Newton. So, from that perspective, yes. The problem for Cam Newton is he hasn't played a lot of college football. He's had 1 year as a starter. You know, bounced from the University of Florida to junior college after being kicked out of Florida, you know, to Auburn. Has not learned a lot of sophisticated offensive formations. They really simplified everything as much as they possibly could to make sure that he could play as quickly as possible at Auburn. So I think there's an experience issue with Cam Newton that makes it really rough to predict whether he's going to be able to pan out. I have some really, really strong questions about whether he's the guy. But, again, from a physical standpoint, yes, he has all the talent from that perspective to make it.
Is the NFL pleased now that it's gotten its wish, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals allowed them to restore the lockout?
I would think that they absolutely have to be pleased. Their tactic all along here is to delay and delay and delay as long as they possibly can to see if the players will eventually fold in some significant way. I don't anticipate that's going to happen. In the 20 years that I've covered the NFL, I have never seen the players in such a solid state of resolve. I mean, this was a traditionally very, very weak union. But right now, any kind of dissension is very minimal. And that's very unlike the union in the past. So I think that, you know, while the owners have gotten their wish in the short term, I think in the long term, they're eventually, if they lose in court, they're not going to get the kind of gains that they were anticipating that were supposed to come out of this negotiation.
How will this circumstance impact the learning curve for rookies?
Oh, this is a terrible situation for the rookies. I mean, you're talking about guys who aren't going to be able to get a playbook. They're not going to be able to work with coaches. They're not going to be able to look at tape. They're not going to be able to learn philosophy. They're not going to be able to talk with their teammates in any significant way. And once you get to training camp, even if everything goes smoothly from there, you know, that it's preparation time for the season. And if guys don't know what they're supposed to do, coaches move on very, very quickly.
The crowd at Radio City Music Hall on the first night of the draft booed Commissioner Goodell, and they chanted, "We want football." It's still only April. I guess it's a safe bet that fans are only going to get more frustrated as time goes by without an agreement. Will their displeasure do anything to move the parties toward an agreement?
There's really nothing that can happen. This is all a, you know, gigantic leverage play on both sides, where the players right now have an advantage, but it has to play out in court. And there's nothing that's going to get either side to move, you know, until there's a clear resolution on who has the upper hand. The owners are willing to sit this one out, even if they know they're going to lose. And the odds are stacked well against them at this point in time. But even if they're going to lose, they don't mind waiting, because they feel like whatever deal they can get in June is better than the deal that they can get in April, but it's better than the deal that they can get in May, because they feel like the players will get more and more frustrated the longer and longer they have to wait. So it's to their advantage in the long term of how the collective bargaining agreements and how the money is split. The only thing that's going to cost the owners in this situation is that they're probably going to have to pay some kind of penalties from, you know, if they lose this lawsuit. But to them, that's minimal compared to whatever they can gain in terms of how the collective bargaining agreement works.
I realize this is a difficult question to answer given all the changes and permutations we've had so far, but what's your best guess about how the dispute will finally play out?
Well, my best guess is that in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, that they will uphold the decision by Judge Nelson out of the Minnesota District Court. That that decision will probably come at the earliest in late May, perhaps in June. When that happens, I think the NFL will toy with the idea of asking the Supreme Court to hear the case, but ultimately I don't think the Supreme Court will want to hear this case. I don't think there's anything that changes law or reinterprets law that the Supreme Court is going to want to decide upon. That's a pretty simple case at that point in time. Once that happens, once that Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals decision comes down, then the two parties will sit and the players will have the leverage that they need to protect their interests. Again, the players were not seeking more out of this deal. All they were doing was trying to protect what they had. And they will be able to do that in this next deal. They'll reach a compromise on what will probably be anywhere from an 8 to 10 year collective bargaining agreement. And you know, we'll all of a sudden go back to having peace. But it will take that decision in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals for anything really to go forward in any kind of significant way.
Jason Cole is a national NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Jason, thank you very much for speaking with me.